Marming down that chayla mishem shemayim apatim nesuka. Somebody was a chayla. Shemayim is apatim nesuka. The fish says, why is chayla apatim nesuka and why is shemayim apatim nesuka? That a person still lives in the sukkah, lives in his house, and the whole year round, if he had a chayla in his house, he wouldn't stay in his house. You go to somewhere else where the person will make himself feel better, and the soy, the soy that Dover is in the father out, basically, you can do it. The pizza, it's a local soy. Now, as the friend of a video, this kind of claim is fucking not sick. It's a local soy or something that you can learn out to other places to call it very cool. You can make some better cloud that a chil is going to be pater from doing MCS amitzvahs. So, if you got like a random and I have a mishpura vote, the house tasted it came to zero, and it's a local sukkah. They can say nobody when I be filling out from other places. So, Chanan Kovic Shiram Chilak Beis and Mamvav brings on Shuvas Lego'inim, which says that somebody who is Chilu Musham Shem, part of the Menat Filo, the part of Mandavini, Shtel Tzu, how do we know from? Kavav, the Zayim, brings down that Chilu is part of Menasukkah, Musham Shem part of Menasukkah, he says, so then it's going to be part there from Tefillah also. Like a Rachanan, if you said a Dove is al Tesh Vekin Tadiru, so in my castle, where I can arrive, so call it Mishula, Mashagas to it. So Rachanan says that the Pshan and Shusagan, Elamai has something different from Halak, it's not going to be al Tesh Vekin Tadiru, this has to be more global part. So he wants to say, what's he said a Dove? She says, why is Misham Shempater? So the reason Misham Shempater, the Pasham Shad is al Tesh Vekin Tadiru, is because Pashpat is chayla asayshik to do, and Mishan is chayla asayshik to do, and Mishan is chayla asayshik to do. Your part is asayshik mitzvah to do. That's what Pashpat is saying. I want to say, if you're learning out to chayla mitzvah shem, apart from that chayla, mitzvah shem we understand, because asayshik mitzvah to do mitzvah. But why should the chayla be part there? There's no heter and you say peter of tasek to do. Zagav HaChadon, the Almighty said it is that just like the Mishan Shem, the people who think of the Chayel, why they part of the Chayel, it's about the Mitzvah, so to the Chayel himself is the Chayel, it's about the Mitzvah. So what's the Taich? Why is it, what Mitzvah is it? He said it's the Mitzvah, it's meant to take care of himself. It's the Priyas HaGov, Priyas HaNefesh, and just like somebody else taking care of you, was thinking to be the Chayel, and a Mitzvah taking care of you, this is within the person himself, and the Chayel, and the Mitzvah of care of himself, and if I was preaching the mitzvah, he's going to be potter, and things like that, like learning how to other people. Definitely the Pashas has sugiz, just as the Pashas sugiz is a little bit in Al Tzukah, and the reason is Al Tesh Vigay Tadiru, a person doesn't live in a place where he's going to be in a matzah of Tzaren, a person. So Taz has a different ma'ala film, Tanta Sosefeya, we don't want to.
Okay,
fine. I'll just mention the Talib, we'll get there, hey, I guess, in time. But then we'll finish Talib, roll Talib. The Taz on Venegas Sigah Havel, he just mentioned it quickly, we'll see it again, I guess, B'Shaita. He says that there's a din by Sukkah, person has to have Kavana. Man Yedin Deri Sechim, Sukkah Shatah is Menei Yisrael. Person has to have Kavana that he's doing Mitzvah's Sukkah. Somebody who's a chayla, somebody who's mixtari, so for math, it doesn't have the ability and the kayak to go ahead and be mechavin. And let's say that's the reason why you're going to be pater, because the person pashta can't be mechavin. The test is not gemina, is let's say a person is like has a headache. So if he's in the sukkah or at the sukkah, it's not going to make a difference. Either we have a headache, or it's not gemina. Sometimes you're mixtari, you're cold. It's going inside. You could warm up, but certain situations where it's not like upcoming inside, not going up. If as far as this routine, the viewer thinks as far as that person doesn't stay in this house, in a scenario where he's going to suffer, so then Dafka, you can be able to mean Nitzel from that, and it's not going to help you, and it's not going to bother you. But God says, according to his Svara, the Svara is the Svara that you can't be coming for the Mitzvah, and the Holy Spirit of Mitzvah is the man needed there, sit from the Shakti's Ben Yisrael. Even if you're not going to be nitzel from the tzar, the kataz is still going to end up being potter. Akvanim, the pashtus hadavar is that, so it is.
Actually, said the tzarasi comes from the tzar of the sukkah. You have to be
Padre Mitzvah.
That's it. We said the three possibilities why Chayla is Padre. The people who take care of the Chayla passes are some Eitz Mitzvah Padre Mitzvah. The Chayla himself, why is a Padre? The classical Mahalach, and this is a Mahalach we work more on. Halacha, Teshuvah, Ki Tadiru. You don't stay in a place where you're suffering even the rest of the year person go out of search. He said the Mechush Teg Mahalach from Rav Chanan that if the Medina Eitz Mitzvah Padre Mitzvah also on the Chayla himself, you need to take care of yourself, and therefore avoid you need to shtel to other Mitzvahs too. And then there's a third mahalach of the Taz. It's a local sukkah to get in, but the say that Hadavar is that the person came in Mechavin when he's a Matzah Tzar.
Well, I'm not sure for a couple of years ago for the Mechavin. Mechavin has to be right for the Mechavin. I guess Mechavin has to be right for the Mechavin.
Stama, if he's not sorry for Ima, he's at the age of 5, 6, 7, whatever, he's at that age. Every mitzvah needs kavana, somewhat level of kavana, right? And every mitzvah needs some level of kavana. What do you say?
A couple can't have that machshava that a couple has.
He's sick, depending on how sick you are. You're in pain, you're suffering. You're just now the question is, they ask me the Taz, if you're accurate, we'll see more, discuss more stuff. Hey, that would mean how long did that kavana be on the 20% second? One per second. We'll come back then. Get to the positive side is out. Chayla splatter is out. Teshuvah ki tadiru. Person doesn't live there. Person doesn't stay there. And that's the reason why. That's the reason why you're going to be potter.
So you can feel the feeling of something.
Now what?
It's
a feeling. Now the chayra b'negei chayla. The Magen brings down that somebody who is mish mekas dam chay b'suka. The Rizur brings down somebody who makes dam yah chay b'suka. Why mekas dam chay b'suka? Magen brings down two mahalachim. One mahalach he says that. You know, Mitzvah, what's the problem? I'd rather Samech from Rabbi Chilashtia. It's just a Shemabrias. You're not a Choyli, and therefore that's the reason why you're gonna, that's the reason why you're part of it. Enechanami, if Magus are Choyli, then Enechanami, that's a, then Enechanami you would be part of it. The second Malach, what Rabbi's down is that the reason why I make a Zan to be Chai is very important, is that the only time you say a Choyla's Pater is that if you're a Choyla, you got sick. If you brought something onto which was not necessary, you didn't have to do it, and you can't go out and say that you're a chayla, which is part of the sukkah. Being that you did something which is not hachrechi, not something which you had to do during sukkahs, you could have done it a different time, therefore you can't say b'chei gavna that the person is considered a chayla and is going to be part of the sukkah. Now it's very interesting that, fine, so he wasn't the, let's say make it more practical, let's say, you ever play your teeth? We play it was right. I guess I put it was 2 weeks tolerance. Okay, no, it's painful, right? So, let's say you do that. Let's say right around Sukkot time, and you're with star. And you ever do a chayli feeling sick, whatever. So you wanna, and you ever do a chayli. Now, if it wasn't hechreichi, you had to do it then. Could have done it now. Could have waited. So we're saying it's totally to shut the magnavam. We're doing not magnavam. I mean, I'm chayli. But the lema of the halacha is you brought it on yourself. You're going to be chayli. And the shayla, what's the one of that? Over to Lamaisa, I made myself sick. Now Lamaisa, I'm sick. Lamaisa, I'm chayla. So if this was Tishrei King to Diru, so what's this one? It tells me that what? That if I be, what do you do the rest of the year? The rest of the year, I would go out and leave.
Yeah, but it's a Knas.
Okay, yeah, it's Knas on the dry sticker level. I can make a bracha. I'm Yitzhak Zeraisa. So they're going to take a Knas after I go out.
Let's say you did a
Rabbi
day before Sukkot.
Right.
You did the procedure and you're still going to feel well, so it's kind of.
Yeah, if it wasn't necessary, look, if you had a cavity which is killing, you had to do it, and look at me, but something which wasn't so necessary.
It's different when you're going to hurt wherever you are in the sub-right.
Without that, let's say, no, yeah, when you have it, you have to do your pain, you take you pop in Tylenol, and I've broken every couple hours, and I mean, you just need color. But,
It's out of Kavana, for sure doesn't make sense, because the Maisa can't have Kavana in the Sukkah. If the Torah Kleila is all Kavana.
Right, okay, but that's Teshuvah, let's start more Teshuvah to do. There's the Maisa right now, I'm sitting in the Sukkah, I'm in style. Salamai brought the Sarah by myself. So, myself bought that. How am I going to say it's like, it's all intentionally going to do it? Intentionally going to do it tells me that I want to do this in my house, right? I wouldn't set up my house when I have to leave it. I wouldn't set up my house when I have to leave, right? The rest of the year, right? I never set up in my house that I have to leave my house that I can't. What? I have no choice. I have to. But if I have any choice, I'll never set up a situation that I would have to leave my house. Plus, I have no choice. So here, this is my house. I'm saying situation I have to leave my house. So.
I did not do it.
Let's say in the summer, this summer and the winter. I fix my air conditioners in the summer, I fix it in the winter, right? I'm not going to fix it in the summer and be boiling hot and have to, I can't sleep. I'll do it in the winter when I don't need air conditioner. That's when I'll fix it. So you have a problem, you don't have to do it right now. I wouldn't go ahead and do it now and put myself in a situation that I'm
just
going to be a problem. Not the way I live. Therefore, the yeshiva right now is not machayim. It's in a sukkah. It's not a yeshiva sukkah because I'm a star. Being I'm a star, I'll be my house. Therefore, this is not the way I live. So, I don't know what happened over here. I set up. This is not the way I live. So, the mice is not the way I live. I'm not sure.
Because you decided to do it right before.
But I was like, it's a little bit of a circle. Right?
Can't teach it to the mouse.
Who made this class? He made this class saying, you make a bracha? No. So there's a chakir we can clear. The yesh lachgar and all the patur of Yitzchokim and Yeru, Choylo, Mitzar, all those people. Is the pshat is that it's a heter, I'm not a chuyiv in the sukkah? Or the pshat is, I'm potem a sukkah and I'm in the sukkah. I mean like this. The lach is, for tefillah, let's see how much person the chuyiv to matriach. The lach is a person the chuyiv to matriach. If you're in the house, you're going to travel 18 minutes. A mil, if you're traveling, it's 4 mil. So let's say, you come back 3 o'clock in the morning and you realize you forgot to have a minor. So you have to go ahead and find a minion for my wife. Yeah, no, you for sure. Why? Because where do you live? You live in Machal, right? What? Did you just get 3 o'clock in the morning? You have in Zukam Vaisha, right? I think they have 3 o'clock in the morning. So, what's the mass till, what, 1 or 2? Art Safin. You have 1 or 2, I forgot. I guess they want to, because there's Mukhiri, travel 18 minutes. Let's see, travel 18 minutes. 18 minutes, whether it's a walking or it's a by car, that's what you normally do. If you take taxis, I'll take taxis. If you, what do I say?
I'm with bike, no further.
18 minutes, travel. Okay, whatever, finish it. Anyhow, now, if you go more than 18 minutes, it's not the pshat that, about if I go more than 18 minutes, it's a great thing. I'm in the midst of it. Just the sheer tukha, I'm equipped to do a zayt vayt terko more than 18 minutes. So yesh lach, and all this is all sugar here. I'm a star, choylo. Is the havan tada vayt says, I'm not mukhuyev to sin the sukkah, b'chiyai gav na, I'm a star, b'chiyai gav no chiyev. About if I sin the sukkah, about it's a mitzvah, and it's a good thing to do. What the pshat is, somebody who's a choylo, the pshat is, the nishkan mitzvah, and he's potter legami from the mitzvah, and forget, we'll call him a hediot, and he's eating anything kind of Indian for him to go ahead to eat in the sukkah. So, is any rayas? What do I say? So, your other shama could be a raya, the fact that we call him a hediot. Why don't we just say that I'm a star? It's a patur. How am I?
It's not a raya, because it's a goal. The reason why it's in your head is not the oimin. Let's say there wouldn't be oimin, because maybe there's takachir. It's not a raya.
It's always
maybe this is a just the reason why I'm nicker head is because I'm moving out for my own.
What do you say?
That's which reason why you call him head.
Going
with the bella.
Right. Back in one, right? Another right. You know, I could have thought maybe from the Magen Avraham, Shadi, he's saying like that's what's the kind of mitzvah. Never some part of it. If I caused it, so ain't got the job. If you consider that Shadi is the best and is a kind of mitzvah every time even though I'm a star. I'm not to go to Zayvayim. There's a whole cigar rucha, it's very great, the cigar. How bait I'm not to go for mitzvahs, how much money? How much money I have to spend on mitzvahs? How much money I have to spend on mitzvahs? How much terech I have to do on mitzvahs? How much, do you have to give up a leg to mitzvahs? How much mitzvahs is surah? How much, a common shayla, I mean, you get as a rav, like people who are not, more than chaymish.
Your mental health is
more than chaymish. So, fight. They Laila Kamura. It's not something which you do so quickly. It's, you know, whatever, but, you know, if you're in the business, you get these checklists. I'll combine them. Oh, that's right. Relaka says it's very cold outside. Make sure to bundle up, because if you don't bundle up, what? Oh? Yeah. Make sure to bundle up, because if you don't bundle up, your bracha is your bracha levatala. You see, Kohen of Relaka is understanding that if I am at star and I go to the sukkah, it's a bracha levatala. The pshat is that it's a heter. And Moises is like he's out the yid, and they come to shoot the Ashes by his house. So they're out in the sukkah, and you know, and Moises was like he's cold, so he went inside. Came back out 5 minutes later, so the shoot the Ashes. I'm like, why are you here? They even start. How can we get back to sukkah? So he says, "Mitzar is a potter in the sukkah, but a chas zarchem is not potter." But Akapanim, Vinishvi. The Vashi says that somebody is a chayav mitzvah, and a mitzvah is a chayav mitzvah. For some reason, if you cause it, it seems like that's called teishu k'ei tedru, and therefore you have to...
You make a bracha too. Yeah,
well, it's telling you two reasons why I'm going to rob. So, my mom says, his reason is because simku uloi, or his reason is because you cause it. I mean, it's telling you two reasons. We're telling you two times of the magna.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, halacha ma'aser. Somebody is sick. The halacha is that you do not have to sit in the sukkah. I'll stay sitting to the kedur. It has to be that by going inside is helping you from the sickness. It has to be that you're feeling better inside. If it's not going to help you going inside, then avada is not going to help you. Mishamshin a potter. Why is a potter? I'll mitzvah. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Now, when we get mishamshin. Somebody's taking care of. Somebody's taking care of what's together. This mishmur means like this: if the mechayv means that yesh mishamay yesh mishnah patim b'shasah chalitzarachem dafke need them, dafke if they need you then you can be potter. And this man they don't need you then you're not going to be potter. Mishmur comes out basically that chalish shem b'sakon is dafke when you're actually taking care of them. Chalish shem b'sakon even when you're not taking care of them you're going to be potter. Shaila's why also well it's not clear why is that true. What's going on in chalish shem b'sakon and chalish shem b'sakon?
Even if
things get worse. So you could say the pshat is like, chulosh. Because if that is Isaac Gimel Mitzvah, but Mitzvah is a little hard. Just because that is Isaac Gimel Mitzvah, and he says it's okay. Anyway, Sakana, the pshat is only when you're actually doing it. Yeshua Sakana is even when you don't do it. If the reason would be like the Shari Chubin that Shri Siakiv, it says that somebody who's Mishamshe Chulosh, that is your Mitzvah, that the Chulosh, you're not around the Chulosh. And I could hear, because you're Sakana, you're always Mitzvah, you're always worried about him. And the Mishmur's world is a little hard to understand why exactly the Nakuda is why they're whether even when we don't need them. You have to see some type of bubble. Chalisha B'sakana side is like, I don't know, maybe it's a sad of Mephesh, maybe it's a sad. You always call it a mitzvah because being that's a vita sad, they might need you, therefore, maybe it's a kind of the end of the world. Chalisha B'sakana, maybe it's always called it a mitzvah, but somebody should be around in case something might happen. Like, maybe some type of bubble like that. But come on, it's not the. Yesh Beisakana is even the only right now, and Beisakana is not getting right now. Now, a couple of Kamishad's in the game is somebody take care of an old person. Is that called Chayil Mishamshen? Not like old grandfather and taking care of him, or somebody what? Yeah, it's a Chayil Mishamshen. The Chayil that would be the Zelbar Halacha. Yeah, somebody who's a regular, somebody who's taking care of. A older person that gets a din of chilo umasamshem, and that's going to be okay. Now, here's the example: Shemidah Chashuka Chamed Isha, who's in her ninth month, they live on the third floor, and they don't have a place in the house to make a sukkah. She's afraid to be alone because she's going to go into labor, and she wants to sleep in the sukkah. Says two reasons maybe shapater. One is maybe shamshem chilo. Two is maybe it's mitzvah. she's afraid to sleep alone. The first night that she came to do, because you never do such a thing. She says the first reason that the pshat she's a chayla, he goes, my bad, she's not in labor now. Like, oh, let's fish. You're not in labor now, so she's not a chayla. Let's,
you're
not in labor now, my bad. As a shnia, that your mitzvah is like, no, it doesn't really. Yes, Rav Yashi has to sleep with sukkah. He's not a star to sleep with sukkah. If she has an issue, she's going to sleep with him in the sukkah. Like,
she can't walk down the main line.
What do you say?
She can't walk down by a place.
She can make it down once.
One would be different than with Sovereign Shandra Shandra. He has the
sukkah. What do you say?
Rav Yashi will go there, obviously.
Right. Yeah, what's the head of the Eitzah Piyu? He should react to the Baal of Eitzah Isha that she should tie a string from the window to the sukkah. And she opened the plate, you see it? Pull it and like, wake him up. Fine. This is written, take it to Duru because you don't done your personal thing, you done. And therefore, that's what he wants to time out. For Mr. Carell, it says, somebody who, she's in sukkah. It's totally how much he's been star. He's the ultimate star. You have to know how much it bothers him that she's been star. And if he's a good husband and she's been star, he's been star. So then maybe you could say possibly he's a mitzvah. If he's totally ragua and she has an issue, so then he says that it could be also the heter of chilu misham shem, which are pater from. That's what he wants. He knows he wants to cover both of those reasons. He says, could be, if he's...
Why is it chayla?
What do you say?
Why is it chayla?
No, if she needs you. Somebody who's sick needs you, so your wife needs you. So it could be as a din of... Okay, my shtemach also goes along... One second. My shtemach also goes along, he says that, just like my shtemach chayla is potter, either if you hold shtemach chayla is potter, speaking to Diru, so then it's a pashit. If you hold... He says, Kosh can count Ishti B'tzar of Atzvah, so he's with Dirasa, you know, to calm her down. So therefore, he says, that's also. Even if the Torah is Isaac Mitzvah, he says, oh, we're also. If his wife can't sleep, and she's mamish, she's like a chayla. And therefore, that's, it's a chayla, and therefore, would say that's going to go ahead and part to you. Yeah. So I'll come on to see you. You hear the stuff? Basically, Rav Yashi is no time in the world. Like, you know, she's not a chayla. Not a star. Like, nothing. But yeah, the other person was saying that if the pshat is that she's not a shalom, so probably the husband might be with tzar. And could be that, could be it would have a din of a chayla. So, what's the maisa? Right, like we mentioned last time, you belong in the sukkah. Right? You belong to me in the sukkah. Obviously, sukkah is dear to sarai and in all the history of Klai Yisrael, right, the wives wanted the husband to be in the sukkah, they wanted to be home. Right? So there's not a new phenomenon in 2020 that the wives would like to sleep with their husbands, right? So it's not, this is not a new phenomenon, it's something which always existed. So, and still the chiyuv was to go ahead and sleep in the sukkah. So if you're wrong, you know, you belong in the sukkah. And your wife has to understand that. Besim, your chiyuv is besim, you belong in the sukkah. Giving up not sleeping in the sukkah, giving up a tremendous mitzvah, and could be a tremendous chiyuv. Now you want to know why mamish can't handle it, and so you heard some like, why mamish can't handle it, right? Show me. And maybe we could say, chuyla umishamshan. But it has to be with a covid, right? So that's belong in the sukkah, you can have a tremendous thing. Like, Moshe was right. She'll let you go away for business, and, you know, nothing to talk about. She'll let you go away to go to your friend's asana, so then there's nothing to talk about. And Nevada sukkah is something like that. It's bigger than that. You're giving up a nitzach mitzachim, giving up a tremendous, you know, tremendous thing. And it definitely is somewhat uncomfortable. Everyone agrees. But if it says, hey, whatever, you can't. You know, so you definitely, you try, you start, and if it's possible, you manage the whole life. There.
Well, I don't think about that. I go to her business, and let me have a hard to say, not that you can do it, but I have to do
so. This here, is what you have to do. No, this way, so this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. You belong in the sukkah. This is your house. She says, this is she's moving into. Now, if that's not practical, why? Because you have kids. Or it's not practical because it's just not practical. because it's Nias. Now, if you're giving up, if you had the proper appreciation for the mitzvah, you had a proper appreciation for the mitzvah, you understand this, it's a chach, it's a chach, this is where you belong, this is what, you know, then if after all that we can't get past it, then, you know, women are mostly nefesh for the husbands, right? They do a lot of things, right? Learning kailah is a tremendous serious nefesh. And, you know, if there's a... So you have to have the proper appreciation for the chashivas in the mitzvah, the proper appreciation you belong in the sukkah, and right there. Well, there's not a new thing in 2020 that women want their husbands to be suited with them, right? It always was like that, right? That's what we discussed.
Maybe women are more weaker now.
What do you say? So could be we are... Right? He says, you have a mitzvah. So could be... So that's when the gay now, somebody after a baby. Which, what time is it? It's time for. Okay, somebody after a baby, Lamaisa, and you know, the wife is not feeling well, and the baby, somebody's taking care of the baby, so it's Pasha. But you're a Chayil Mashem Shayim. So if it's like beautiful weather and your sukkah's on the porch, so maybe you put the baby right inside and you'll be on the porch and you hear him, you know, then about that. So you should do. Only if his mom's good. Or if it's nice, beautiful weather, and bring out the baby to the sukkah. Okay, you have to ask, find out from a doctor if it's whatever. But if it's not as beautiful, beautiful weather, rather, the hell should we try now? Is that what?
Diaper.
The big girl, what? Diaper.
Diaper.
The baby had this.
The baby sleep.
The Shami had a baby in the sukkah, right? I'm saying so. The kids are a big around. That would be big around.
The baby sleeping next to me is in Sarah.
Now, Laila Rishon, the first night, there's a big vikuach whether the first night is a big vikuach whether Chayil Mashem Shem, do they have the dafka? We saw Machlekes, right? In the Gaya Mitzdar, Laila Rishon, when it's raining, you have to go in the sukkah or not. So, Bikur Yaakov brings in a vikuach. Do we say Chayil also is that on Laila Rishon, or you don't say Hatar on Laila Rishon or not? Kipshutai. If you hold the heter is going to be out, it's like a teshuva can't do or like a din. So then kipshut should be whatever din is, like a shaman, whatever if a shaman have a Torah. So being like shaman more machmer over us, it's going to be my best. I mean, that's going to be the pashtus. If you hold like the other svaras, maybe we could say maybe chayil is being different. Like a mitzvah, maybe even my other svaras like a mitzvah, even my other rishonim. But if you hold the heter as teshuva can't do, we could hold the kipshut that should be chayiv. Halacha lemaisa, we're going to be machmer, saying making a bracha either way you want to make a bracha, just like I'm making a bracha on kishamim. Because we're going to be machmer. Okay, when the game would start, what?
So
Chayla has
to sleep
with
the sukkah
on
the first
night? Chayla? Eating. We're not machmer. We're not machmer shayna on Laila Rishayna. That was the Rifat Atzalik. I'm not machmer shayna. That's what that's about.
You would make a bracha or
wouldn't make a bracha? You wouldn't make a bracha even by kishamim, you'll make a bracha. Because the chayla should that's what that's about. It's not machmer.
But after 2-3 hours, you make a bracha.
But here the chayil, you would not make a bracha. Now, but again, the sugya mitzvah. I think we're okay. Mitzvah. Sit down. Discuss this mitzvah. Mitzvah is pater min sukkah. Plus, beside that's going to be our special case to do. Now, there is a couple reasons why mitzvah from the sukkah, mitzvah should not pater min sukkah. So, first thing is, your mitzvah, mitzvah should not mitzvah. What's the case? How can your mitzvah, mitzvah should not mitzvah? What's the pshat? Okay, we see us if later on. The only time I say you can't say your mitzvah, it's something which is pretty dark without the mitzvah. So how do we make it into your mitzvah, mishan mishan, or not mitzvah? So the answer is one of two things. It could be like we saw with Rabbi Rav Yosef, the pshat is that somebody who was a nina das, you have to be regular, right? Now, if you're a separate category, you're a nina das, so then we say, that over there you can say you're a star, but it has to be that you're a nini das, not that you have a personal issue. So maybe the case is that the chayil is a nini das, and Mishamshin is a nai. I'm not going to be a nini das. Like a Rama Halach. Another possible Halach is that what's the reason why you ask you something which is dark if you're a star? That's because if you say you're a star and no one else is a star, so what do we say? It's Baladaite. Baladaite is a couple of the other, therefore it's going to be okay. The chayil is a gather. The case where most people are not a star, fine, it's good. The case is most people are not a star, and you're right. I think it's something which is like in between. I have to be a star if you're not a star. So different. Not even a yaita, it's something which is very hard right now. You're a star. Yeah, you're a star right now. Some people say, right? What? What do you say? Of course, it's a smell. Something which varies. Something, so there is some level which is not going to say, but in a community, each person. there's certain things which are in the range of normality. 40% of your home is not. So it's not validated, but it's not whatever. And therefore, the chayil is going to be potter, the mistar is going to be potter, and not the mishams. And now, a couple of comments to give the stars like this, that this parshat of Chazal very clear. Sukkah is not comfortable. It's diras arai. It's outside. You have two walls, precious stuff on it, right? It's not a comfortable situation, right? It's open, people can see in, there's going to be wind, there's going to be, there's light. It's definitely a level of arai, and it's not going to be so comfortable. So, that level, some type of level of tsar is pasha that's not going to bother you, because that's perhaps what sukkah is all about. Kriyaka brings down that, sukkah's remnants to galus, and smachapra, going to galus, smachapra, the tsar is smachapra, but there's a level that we're not going to say you're mitzar, and about your kayev, even though it's somewhat uncomfortable, right? Sukkah zayin al zayin, right? Sukkah zayin al zayin would say that even though you're a little cooped up, Pisha the regular lagim is not called mitzar. Why? Because, what do you say? So sometimes people do it, but it's not comfortable, it's not great. Zayin al zayin is not a great situation. So there's some level of tsar which you can have in sukkah, and that definitely is not going to buy. That's story number one. Story number two is that tsar, if you're able to get around the tsar, then it's not going to buy to you. What's the raya? Shmuel brings down the mashal, for example, bundle up. Wear the coats. Right now I'm a tsar. You don't say I'm a tsar. Why should I do it? I get around it, go bundle up. Shmuel Tafresh Lamites brings down the food is going to get frozen. Put hot water underneath it to go ahead and make sure that it doesn't get frozen. We see a site. I was like, we see a site. If it's shaykh, if you want to get around the tsar, then that's not going to part you from tsar. Site number three is that the only time the tsar is going to help you is in, you know, it's the last minute tsar, we're going inside. Mashenkin, if you're, it's not going to save you from the tsar, you're dying and leave the tsar, so that's not going to help you. It has to be by going inside to get away from the tsar, but I'm still going to be the tsar, going inside, then that's not going to take away the tsar, and therefore the lach is still going to go ahead, and I'm still going to go ahead and be chayv. And the last call, another call, was said that tsar is something which is directly on the mistar. If it's something which is not normal for the human star, it's not going to be my star. So this is what brings down from Chanukah Yasi. Let's say you have a personal situation, for example. You have somebody who's an old man, who's an Alvel, and he wants, it's a yard site, he wants to go to the Beis Medrash. The shul's on the fifth floor, it's up and down, up and down. He goes up five flights, and he needs to sit there in like an enikayach to go ahead and to go to shul, and he's going to miss the yard site. It's a tremendous emotional attack. Is that called my star? Saying that's a personal issue, that's not a kohalistic thing, that doesn't get a term in star. It has to be something which is a more kohalistic.
Even though anybody in that situation would be in the
star. Yeah, but that's like there's nothing bad and wrong to suck, there's nothing wrong with whatever. You have a personal problem, and therefore, you have to do it. Okay, so what goes in the star? Okay, I have to stop. I guess we'll.